A lawsuit in New Jersey addresses an issue that has cropped up in several places, making video recordings of police officers in action. A high school student in Newark, New Jersey, claims that police detained her illegally after she used her cell phone to shoot video of on-duty cops. Some law enforcement groups say that filming the police will only lead to second-guessing officers who have to constantly make judgment calls. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
There are more than 280 million cell phone subscribers in the U.S., and many of those phones are also portable video recorders. With so many cameras in pockets and purses, clashes between police and would-be videographers may be inevitable. Consider what happened to Kalia Fitchett.
I was leaving school, and I got on the bus to go downtown.
Like many teenagers, Kalia Fitchett uses her cell phone to record videos, a lot. The 16-year-old Fitchett was riding a city bus when two police officers got on to deal with a man who seemed to be drunk. Fitchett decided this would be a good moment to take out her phone and start recording. The police did not agree.
One of the officers told me to turn off my phone because I was recording them, and I said no. And then she grabbed me and pulled me off the bus to the cop car, which was behind the bus.
The police erased the video from Fitchett's phone. She was handcuffed and spent the next 2 hours in the back of a squad car before she was released. No charges were filed, but now it's Fitchett who's suing the Newark Police Department for violating her civil rights. Deborah Jacobs directs the New Jersey chapter of the ACLU, which helped bring the lawsuit.
All of us, as we walk around, have to understand that we could be filmed or we could be taped, but police officers, above all others, should be subject to this kind of filming because we have a duty to hold them accountable as powerful public servants.
The Newark Police Department did not return calls for comment, but Newark is not the only department that's tried to discourage its citizens from filming on-duty cops.
Get off the motorcycle! Get off the motorcycle!
In this video from 2010, a state trooper in Maryland flashes his gun while pulling over motorcyclist Anthony Graber for speeding. When Graber posted the video from his helmet cam on YouTube, prosecutors charged him with breaking the state's wiretapping law because he recorded the state trooper's voice without consent. A judge dismissed the case, but that hasn't changed the opinion of some in the law enforcement community who say video recording is potentially dangerous for cops.
They need to move quickly in split seconds. Without giving a lot of thought to what the adverse consequences for them might be.
Jim Pascoe is executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police.
We feel that anything that's going to have a chilling effect on an officer moving, an apprehension that he's being videotaped and maybe made to look bad, could cost him or some citizen their life or some serious bodily harm.
There's always going to be a pocket of police officers who are resistant to change, but I think the vast majority of police have been acclimated to the reality that what they are doing is likely being recorded at any given time.
Tom Nolan is a former police officer who teaches at Boston University. He says police in Massachusetts train their officers to tolerate video recording as long as no other crime is taking place. And Nolan thinks departments around the country will eventually do the same.
The police will get the message when municipal governments and police departments have got to write out substantial settlement checks. Standing by itself, that video camera in the hands of some teenager is not going to constitute sufficient grounds for a lawful arrest.
Lawyers for Kalia Fitchett in New Jersey say her detention was illegal, but Fitchett says she'd think twice before filming police in Newark again.
It would have to be important enough to get myself in trouble for, I guess.
Because you think you could get in trouble again?
I think so, yeah.
That's a question the courts will have to answer, because no one expects teenagers or the rest of us to stop shooting video with our phones. Joel Rose, NPR News.